Well, this morning, the Lord willing, we're going to consider what a good soldier should be. Paul writes a letter to young Timothy. What was the relationship between Paul and Timothy? Paul was an older man. I don't know how many years older, evidently quite a few years older, but Paul was a mentor of Timothy. And Timothy couldn't have had a better mentor than the Apostle Paul. Chapter 2, Paul raises this scenario of being a good soldier. Now, there have been some in this congregation who have been in the military. I only had 4 years. Now, Brother Johnny had 20-something. He retired from the military. One thing that struck me when I got in the Air Force was a measure of discipline that I had never experienced before. And I've always felt that a couple of years in the military would be good for every boy and every girl. It wouldn't hurt at all. Because you learn some discipline. And if you don't learn it, you learn it the hard way. You get put in military prison. Or you get either a bad conduct or dishonorable discharge. And you don't want a dishonorable discharge because you have become an outcast. So, a criteria for a soldier is discipline. Let me begin to read here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 1. Paul tells Timothy, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." So he's warning this young preacher to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Paul is trying to tell him it's not going to be an easy proposition being a soldier. You're going to have heartaches, adversities, afflictions. You're going to be down in the trenches, and sometimes you wonder what's going to be the outcome. Paul was saying this: look to the Lord Jesus Christ in times of crisis and affliction. He's our star. He's our champion. He's the captain of our salvation. So be strong in the grace that is in the Lord. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Now in verse 3 is a crux of what I'm trying to get at this morning. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, is Paul telling this young preacher, everything's going to be great? No conflicts, no battles, no stumbling along the way. Everything's just going to be rosy. Folks, God never promised us a rose garden. If indeed you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, whether you want to admit it or not, you're a soldier. Now the question is, are you going to be just a soldier or a good soldier? Because that's what this chapter is all about, being a good soldier. There are lots of soldiers, but not too many really good soldiers that stand out, that make a name for themselves by their deeds and by their actions. So he says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. What is a good soldier? First of all, it's a practical man. He sees there's work to be done. There are challenges to be taken up. And he's going to be a man of action and not words. A man of action and not words. One thing I found out very quickly in the Air Force, that words don't go very far. The cocky ones that yacked and acted like they knew everything, they got in trouble real quickly. What is paramount in the military is a man of action. A man who's willing to go forth and not give a lot of verbosity, but being a practical man and doing what is necessary. Practical. You know, in the world in which we live in, around us, seems like there's not a lot of discipline. Have you noticed that? Not only not the military, I'm talking about general, society in general. And it appears as though there's less and less discipline all the time. And folks, that's a very serious sign. That's a bad sign when there's lack of discipline. The military helped me. After about 2 years, I thought, well, what do I want to do? Do I want to go back to Ohio and work in a steel mill the rest of my life? That was my choice. I thought, no, I don't really want to do that. I want to try college. And let me say something. One good thing about the U.S. government. Had it not been for the GI Bill, I would never have gone to college. That was my entree to go to college. And I thank the government for that. But getting back to a good soldier of Jesus Christ, he's a practical individual. He recognizes that it's not what he wants to do, it's what the military wants him to do. The choice is not his. He's under an obligation to do certain things. And if he doesn't do those things, then he's in trouble. A good soldier is also a self-sacrificing individual. A good soldier, I mean a really good soldier, is ready if needs be, in time of battle, to lay his life down. In the history of this nation, countless hundreds of thousands of men have laid down their life for the love of their country and the security of this country. They are willing to obey the commands of their superiors. And a good soldier of Jesus Christ should certainly be willing to obey the command of our captain of our salvation. What was the Alfred Lord Tennyson? He wrote the Charge of the Light Brigade. Brother Bill, I think you helped me one time. The command was for these British soldiers to go into the very forefront of the Turkish guns that were going to blow them away. And how was it? It's not for us to do or... Right, it's not ours to reason why, but to do, to go ahead. So a good soldier is not going to say, no, I'm not going to go into battle. No, I really don't care about doing that. I want to do my thing. Does that sound kind of familiar? I want to do it my way. Well, being a good soldier of Jesus Christ doesn't work that way. You're under the command of a gracious Savior, one who loves you with an everlasting love. But one thing He does demand, and that's allegiance to His holy name and His cause. What's another sign of a good soldier? One who is obedient. Obedient. The military is good about teaching you obedience. By nature, we don't want to be obedient. By nature, we want to do our own thing. We don't like to take orders. I don't, you don't, by nature. But when you're a soldier of Jesus Christ, whether you're a man or a woman, we need to obey the commander. Whatever the commander says, and get this, he's never said anything contrary to eternal will. But he wants obedience. These attributes here in 2 Timothy are not the attributes of this time world, are they? There's not a lot of obedience, really. If there is some obedience, oh, I don't really want to do it, but I have to do it. That doesn't work. In the military, you don't tell a major or a captain, no, sir, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do what you're telling me to do. Oh, you can say it. What's going to happen, though? You're going to end up in a stockade. So you learn quickly, not as a regular soldier, but as a good soldier, to obey the commander. And our duty as soldiers of Jesus Christ is to obey Him, to follow His command, and do whatever He wants us to do, in spite of all the odds out there. The world says, it's not necessary for you to be a regular member of the church. It's not necessary for you to be faithful to your Lord. Just do what you want to do. No, friends, it doesn't work that way. Once you take the name of Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, and your Master, you're obligated, as long as you live, to follow Him in duty's pathway. What's another attribute of a good soldier, Jesus Christ? A man who is willing to suffer, to endure hardness. I never had to go into battle. I was never under fire. I'm thankful for that, because I might not be here today if I did. But to be willing to go into battle, to toil, to dig the trenches, so to speak, if needs be, in other words, to endure that hardness. Let me repeat that verse again. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Paul did not say, Timothy, it's going to be an easy thing to be a soldier, to be a good soldier. It's going to be a hard job. By nature, we don't want to do it. But Paul says we need to do it. Because we're not our own, we're bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ. And He demands our allegiance. I was thinking about this. a soldier of Jesus Christ has a higher ambition than just this time world. A good soldier of Christ has a higher ambition of going home one day to be with the Lord Jesus. And in that day, he does not want to be ashamed. He would love to hear the voice of the Savior saying, "Well, well done, thou good and faithful servant." And folks, that's what a good soldier Jesus Christ is, a servant. One who serves him night and day, is willing to take on and put on for himself the robe of the service of Jesus Christ. He's willing to do that. Well, what are some of the descriptions of a good soldier? First of all, he must be loyal to his king. No traitor. No traitor in this business. No one who wants to be in the face of battle turn and flee. Say, "I can't go into battle. I won't do that. I'm going to run." Well, what happens, or used to be at least, what happened when a man deserted and started going back? He was shot by his own men. Ready to go in and to be loyal to the king. Brother Johnny had many years in the service. And I would say he was a good soldier. Because he recognized his obligation to the military. He recognized the obligation to his commander to be faithful to him, to follow the commands to the best of his ability. And putting us forth in a spiritual sense, we need to be faithful to our heavenly commander. We owe him. We owe him our obedience, our labor, our love, and if needs be, even laying down our life for the cause of Christ. What about those dear old saints in years gone by? Who have not only endured beatings and scourgings, but for the cause of Christ they were burned at the stake. Sometimes quartered, died horrible, hideous deaths, crucifixions, and on and on. Yes, they could have recanted. They could have said, "Well, I take everything back." But they didn't. They were willing to die for the cause of Christ. And this comes and makes me ashamed. Are we good soldiers of Jesus Christ? Are we willing to endure reproach? Are we willing to endure the hatred of this world? Are we willing, if the chips are really down, to stand for Christ? Good question. It's a question I cannot answer for you, and you can't answer for me. But along the way, we need to ask this question. Am I a good soldier of Jesus Christ? Am I putting His kingdom first in my life? Is he number one and not down fourth or fifth or sixth? Is he the focus of my life? Do I love him more than my family, my children? Is he the entire focus of my life as far as my eternity is concerned? Good question. Something to think about. That's what Paul's talking about. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, verse 4. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. What Paul was saying, now Timothy, don't get so involved in this world. Don't have such a strong grip on this world that you forget who you are and who you belong to. Don't get so enamored with material things that you lose track of who you are. It was George Washington who, I believe, if I remember my history correctly, who was very dubious about foreign treaties. He did not want this nation to become involved in all kinds of treaties with other nations, because he was wise enough to recognize that treaties with men are potentially very dangerous. And that's what Paul was telling Timothy here. Don't get so enamored with this world, so taken up with it, so bright-eyed that you don't see that this world is a fleeting place. Someday this world is going to burn as wood, hay, and stubble, but only things done for the Lord Jesus Christ are going to stand forever and forever. Folks, we're in a war. And I want to impress that upon you. We are in a war, you and me. We're fighting principalities and powers far stronger than we are. And they're working night and day, 24/7, to cast you down, to cast me down, to do harm to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, they're not going to win. But I'll tell you what they've done. They have hurt many a child of God. They've caused many a child of God to lose their testimony and to stop following the Lord. Don't get so entangled with this world that you forget who you are, that you're a child of the King. You belong to Him. You got to be brave. If you're going to be a real soldier, a good soldier, you can't be a coward. You can't be a traitor. You can't say, "Ha, I'm not going to go in this battle." You don't pick and choose your battles, do you? Just remember this. This world around us, not the physical world, but the world that we see around, the sin, the disobedience, the debauchery, and everything else, this world is not our home. Let us not get so entangled with it, so enamored with it, so embracing it, that we forget who we are and what our role is. Why should we not become entangled with the affairs of this world? Why? So we can please the Lord. You can't please the world and please the Lord. It doesn't work that way. It's one or the other. Some children of God They walked for a while in the truth. But when the battle alarm comes, when afflictions come, when dangers come, they say, I can't do it. I can't go this way. How sad. You've seen those individuals, I have too. They follow the Lord for a while. They're seemingly good soldiers. But when the chips are down, they turn coat away from the Lord. You look back and you say, oh, how sad that is. But that is a reality. But let us get back to the focus here. We're going to have to expect hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We're going to have to learn obedience. Heartache sometimes. Misgiving sometimes. When seemingly friends or perhaps even family turns against us for the sake of the truth. You've got to remember these things. So, what I'm saying is this. Have you been a good soldier of Jesus Christ? What do you think about it? It's a very serious question. Or have we just played being a soldier? Jesus Christ is not interested in playing a soldier. He wants real soldiers. Followers of the cross. There's an old Salvation Army song. Remember it? We don't have it in our songbook. What was it? Onward Christian Soldiers. Going as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Pretty good words. We're in a warfare, a very serious warfare. We have an adversary who goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Folks, he's real. We cannot fight him in our own strength. That's why one said, get thee behind me, Satan. Satan is always knocking at the door of your heart, my heart. Think, oh, you don't really have to do that. You don't have to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Remember what he told Eve? Oh, don't worry. Everything's going to be all right. Nothing will happen to you. He's a deceiver. He's a great liar of all the ages. And his delight is to cause you as a soldier of Jesus Christ, as a good soldier, to lose your testimony. Don't do it. Folks, there's a great need for good soldiering. In the military and in the service of Jesus Christ. I mean good soldiering who are committed to serving him faithfully night and day as long as they have breath in their bodies. Well, let me say this. What's the end result of being a good soldier of Jesus Christ? Paul summed it up far better than I can. I have fought a good fight. Don't you know that the Apostle Paul was indeed a good soldier? Not just a run-of-the-mill soldier. He was a good soldier. Because he was faithful to his commander. I have fought a good fight. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, not to me only, to them also who love the Lord and his appearing. there's a reward that's worth it all. Someday for the Lord Jesus to tell you and me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Let us be faithful servants of the Lord Jesus Christ as we live in this time world. That's my prayer in His name.